Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Right now, we welcome Governor Tom Wolf on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Governor, good morning.
Good morning, Larry and Kevin. Kevin, welcome back.
Thank you. Good morning, sir. It's been a while.
Yes, and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. You too.
We got a lot to cover. Let's just start with this congressional map. The map is done, and you have said you would veto the map to the redistricting, so I assume that's still the case as you view it today, correct?
That's right. Yeah, this happened, I guess, yesterday evening. The Senate passed basically unchanged the map that I wrote a fairly long letter pointing out what I thought the shortcomings were. So I'm disappointed. I think the General Assembly moved forward with the map despite my best efforts to get to fairness, which that map does not represent. My view is we've got to do everything we can to make sure our system is freer and fairer. And protecting incumbents through gerrymandering, which I think this map does, clearly doesn't do that. So, I mean, I have a limited role, according to the Constitution. I don't have anything to do with the state Senate or state House map. But I only play a role in either accepting or vetoing what the General Assembly sends me in terms of a map for the U.S. congressional races. And what I've done is create a non-politician advisory board. They've gone around the state taking testimony and have looked at what a fair map would look like. I've actually sent out two examples of what I think a fair map would be, and the General Assembly chose to ignore that and come up with their own gerrymandered map. I didn't like it then. I don't like it now.
Okay, so this one was created by a citizen, tweaked a little bit by the General Assembly.
It actually was created, I guess, yeah, a citizen, but she's a Republican, very active Republican.
Okay, and was there one of the 20 maps that you preferred?
What 20 are you talking about?
I think there were 20. I read that there were 20 different submissions for maps. Was there one that you preferred and told them, hey, I like this one better? Did you voice that at all?
I just saw this one. We looked at many, many, many maps as the folks, my advisory group went around the state and actually had a mathematician who looked at them to make sure to look at, you know, what different outcomes were. We came up with a set of three guidelines as to what would be we ought to look at to try to make sure these maps are fair. I mean, there's always subjectivity to it, but so they're different. I'm sure maps out there that could qualify as fair, but this one clearly does not. I said that when it first came out, looked at it and weighted against the criteria that I set out for fairness, and it didn't meet those criteria.
So you'll veto this, and then who will make the decision? The courts?
It goes first to the Commonwealth Court, and then if it's appealed, it would go to the Supreme Court.
Okay. And there's some strike team efforts going on at various hospitals. Grandview Health got one yesterday. They're in Bucks County. I think Wellspan York Hospital has a strike team trying to help out the registered nurses there, alleviate the COVID issue. What is the state of COVID in the Commonwealth?
Actually, the Pennsylvania is one of the, I think we're fourth from the bottom in terms of new cases. So we're actually in negative territory and have been for some time. We actually have been in negative territory in terms of hospitalizations. And you're right, Kevin, they're strike teams. The ones in York, there's also one in Scranton. They're federal strike forces. The one in that you mentioned in Grandview in Bucks County, there are 8 registered nurses, and those are part of a state strike team. So we are making sure the state is doing everything it can to help the hospitals. I've been working with the General Assembly to see if we can do some other things, and have come up with some things that we can agree on. We haven't actually come across the finish line yet, but that should happen fairly quickly. So the state is trying to do everything it can to keep these new cases from getting worse. They seem to be getting better, if the experience in South Africa and UK is any indication. And what's happening in the other states in the United States, the Northeast, which was the first to get hit by Omicron, seems to be coming down the fastest. At this point, many of the Northeast states are actually in the way down in the bottom of the charts in terms of new cases. Most of them are seeing a decline. So I think it's too. I don't want to get complacent. I'm certainly not spiking the football here, or declaring victory, but Pennsylvania will continue to do what it can to make sure that our healthcare system doesn't get overwhelmed.
We're with Governor Tom Wolf. Yesterday in the news, the effort continues to privatize liquor, alcohol sales in the state. Where do you stand on that?
Yeah, I'm for modernization. I mean, you can now buy wine and beer in the groceries where you buy your grocery stores or convenience stores. I think there's a House proposal for a constitutional amendment that seems to me to go too far. I mean, in Pennsylvania, if this were 1933, a whole host of us might make different decisions than whoever the governor was back then made. But we are where we are, and this is an asset that people of Pennsylvania actually own. And if what the proposal is to give it away to somebody's good friend for nothing, well, that's cheating the people of Pennsylvania. I don't think we ought to do that. We need to make it better. That's clear. And I've done that. Revenues are up. Those state stores are doing a lot better, and the convenience is certainly better than it was when I came into office. But whole hall just unloading it in a fire sale seems to me to be the wrong way to go.
And yesterday, State Senator Dan Lachlan joined us. He's trying to persuade a natural gas provider to move its headquarters from New York State to Pennsylvania after the governor there proposed a ban on natural gas hookups and new construction. We would be part of the regional greenhouse gas initiative. As a member, would Pennsylvania force a similar proposal against natural gas here?
Not on my watch. I mean, I have a good relationship with Governor Hochul, and I think she and I agree on a lot of things, just disagree on this one.
Governor, we appreciate you, as always, taking time for us today. Thank you.
Thank you. It's always good to be with you. And if I could just add my voice to your weather report, keep in mind it is still winter.
Yes, it is. Any big announcements today?
No.
Okay.
Are you going to be in Western Pennsylvania on Friday when the president comes to town?
I'm trying to figure out how I can get my schedule fixed so I can be there. I'd love to.
All righty. Well, maybe we'll see you then.
Or we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. Thank you, Governor.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Yep, we'll see you.
Governor Tom Wolf on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.